You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. At a time when startups are facing funding winter, the International Financial Service Center Authority will start giving fintech grants from early next year to Indian innovators. IFSC Chief Technology Officer Joseph Joshi said Indian fintechs have started applying for the IFSC Fintech Incentive Scheme 2022, which has six types of grants. He said they have an external committee which will be looking into these applications. Probably from early next year, the grants will start flowing. The grants are for bootstrap innovators and range between Rs 15 lakh to Rs 75 lakh. Joshi said, adding that the grants are timely but cannot be compared to venture capitalist investment sizes that run into millions of dollars. Industry observers at SFF said the funding winter, made worse by the US recession, will see some 50 to 60% of the startups, including fintechs, facing a bleak future. Meanwhile, state-owned oil marketing companies IOC, BPCL and HPCL posted a second consecutive quarterly loss, totaling Rs 2,748.66 crore in July-September, as a one-time LPG payout by the government could not mask the losses from petrol and diesel prices freeze. According to stock exchange filings by the three fuel retailers, the losses were due to erosion in the marketing margin on petrol, diesel and domestic LPG. The losses would have been higher but for the Rs 22,000 crore one-time government grant paid to make up for losses incurred in selling cooking gas LPG at rates below cost in the last 2 years. Losses were despite robust refining margin extending into the second quarter. Indian Oil Corporation, Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited and Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited, which are supposed to revise petrol and diesel prices daily in line with cost, have not changed rates for record 7 months in a row. Moving on, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil the logo, theme and website of India's G20 presidency on Tuesday. The Ministry of External Affairs said the G20 presidency offers a unique opportunity to India to contribute to the global agenda on pressing issues of international importance. It said the logo, theme and website of India's G20 presidency would reflect the country's message and overarching priorities to the world. India will assume the presidency of the powerful grouping from current chair Indonesia on December 1st. The G20 or Group of 20 is an intergovernmental forum of the world's major developed and developing economies. It comprises Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, the Republic of Korea, Mexico, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Turkey, the United Kingdom, the United States, and the European Union. In the economy section, the government has decided not to impose anti-dumping duty on Chinese metal cutter wheels, as the Finance Ministry has not accepted the recommendations of the Directorate General of Trade Remedies for imposing the levy as per a PDI report. The Commerce Ministry's investigation arm, DGTR, had conducted a probe into the alleged dumping of resin-bonded thin wheels from China, and in September, it recommended the imposition of the duty. The product is used in various sectors ranging from welding, cutting, foundry to primary metal markets for nagging and cutting ferrous and non-ferrous materials. While the Directorate General of Trade Remedies recommends the duty, the Department of Revenue takes the final decision to impose it. Now some tech-related news. Nokia G65G, which has launched a week ago, went on its first round of sale today in India. The phone can be bought from company's official website. Nokia's latest G65G is a mid-range phone powered by Qualcomm Snapdragon 695 5G octa-core processor. Nokia G65G smartphone is priced at Rs 29,999. The smartphone is covered by 3 years of updates and 2 years of warranty. Delivering premium performance, our latest AI camera experience and our signature durability, backed by 2 years of warranty and up to 3 years of OS upgrades and monthly security updates, Nokia describes the G65G on its website. Nokia is also giving a 12-month screen protection plan as an exclusive offer. Nokia G65G comes with 6GB RAM and 128GB internal storage capacity. Nokia is also giving Nokia Power Earbuds Lite worth Rs 3,599 for free for those buying the phone. The smartphone is available in black and ice color options. In other news, the Indian Railways successfully conducted the trial run of South India's first Vande Bharat Express from Chennai to Mysuru via Bengaluru on Monday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off the train from Bengaluru on November 11th. The train departed from Dr. MGR Chennai Central Railway Station at 5:50 a.m. and reached Mysuru at 12:13 p.m. with stoppages at Katpadi and KSR Bengaluru. It ran with the speed of 110 km per hour between Bengaluru and Mysuru, while it clocked 110 km per hour between Bengaluru and Jolarpetai in Tamil Nadu. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.